The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Ad Meir Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Daf Nun Gimel. Morning brings the halacha of Keteres, Yom Kippurim, and we darshan from the pasuk of Achisa Anana Keteres as a kapeiros, that you put Mala Oshan into the Keteres, that the smoke goes up, and then it reaches the ceiling of the Kodesh Kedoshim, spreads out all the way to the sides, comes back down the walls, until the whole Kodesh Kedoshim is full of smoke, and that's Achisa Anana Keteres, that the Pasuk says, and from there we learn the halacha of Mala Oshan, and the Gemara says that Imchisa Achas, we call Samaneha, if any of these Samaneha Akteris are missing from the mix, from the Pitum Akteris, then the Kohen is Chayiv Misa, because he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without bringing Akteris. And the Pasuk says, V'lo Yomos, if B'zayis Yovi Aaron, he comes with the Parban Bokar, with the Akteris, with the whole Avad Yisem Kippurim, then shteit apozik v'layomus is mashma if he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim without the par, without the k'teiris, without the sar, without the halochis of Yom Kippurim being done in kedinam, then he will be yomus, yitaka would die, and therefore if the k'teiris were missing anything, then he would be chayiv misa. This halocha is brought down by the tur in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel in the Nusach of Pitum HaKteiris that said after the Tefillah. And the Torah says that the minhag is to say Pitum HaKteiris every day after davening. Beis Yosef says, and this halacha of Chisra Achas Mikol Samaneh Chayiv Misa is only on the 11 Samanim of the K'teiris. Some that are mentioned in the K'teiris, some that are halacha L'Mashe B'Sinai, the 11 types of spices, those are Ma'akiv, and if any one of them is missing, then the Kohen Gadol who would bring them would be Chayiv Misa. However, on the other ingredients, like the Beres Karshina, the Yin Kafrisin, the Melach, the Mala Oshon, the Kippas Hayardain, these things, says the Beis Yosef, are not a chelik of the Keteris itself. Rather, the Beres Karshina is to clean it and to make a stronger smell. Some of these things, the Melach, he says, it must have done some sort of function, we don't know exactly what it was, and the Mala Oshon, which is just to make it go up, it is a straight cloud, a straight pillar of fire, these things that are ma'akev in the Keteris, and therefore, even if one of them was missing, the Kohen would not be Chayiv Misa. And the Beis Yosef says it has to be that way, because we understand, the Gemara says in Krisis, that the correct way, the perfect tikkun of the Keteris would be with Meraglaim. We say it in the Pitum HaKteiris, Ale Meraglaim Yofim Lo. Really, the best way to clean the Tepirin is with Meraglaim. And still, when we're Vater on the exact perfect tikkun of the Tepirin with Meraglaim, because it's not covered Ha'azara to bring the Meraglaim in and call Maseh HaBakodesh, you don't want to do it somewhere else. And therefore, we're going to give up on the perfect way of being Misaka, that min of the summon, because of covered. So you see that the Zaitig Tikkunim that aren't an Iker Chelik of the Yud Aleph Samamonim are not Ma'akev in the Samoni Akteris and Nishtav Zeh Gezokt in Chisra Achas Mikol Samoneh Chayev Misa. Brings another Raya, because the Gemara earlier, the Flamet Ches says that the Chachom got into an argument with the Kehane Beis Avitina. Kehane Beis Avitina is where the family Kehane that had the Messiah, the secret of how to make the Keteris go up as a pillar of fire. The Lishka had to pay a tremendous amount of money to them for doing the job of being Mefatim the Keteris. Sanhedrin didn't want to pay them so much. They tried to hire somebody else to do it. The Gemara says that they brought Chachomim from Alexandria, experts in Keteris and mixing, and they got together, they were Mefatim Keteris, and Chazal used it, but it wasn't Metamer like the Beis Avitinus' Keteris. And therefore, they went back to use the Beis Avitinus and pay them a fortune because they couldn't make Keteris just like them. Zok to Beis Yosef, how is it that the Chachamim would allow the Kohen to go into the Kodesh and be makar of the Keteris that was made by the Chachamim of Alexandria, because they said that it's made kahalocha. L'chayra, it's a shayla, it's remisa. How could we allow such a Keteris to be brought misafik? Elomai zokta beis Yosef, you see, that Lailam the Malo Asher was a ma'akiv. It wasn't as nice, it wasn't as geshmak, and therefore they went back to using beis Avitinas. But Avada, even this Keteris that didn't have Malo Asher, still it would be kosher. Then the beis Yosef continues, he brings down his Rebbe, the Maria Buav, who said that because of this halacha of Mechisa Achas, Mikol Samanel, Chayiv Misa, it's very important that we should be makbid only to say Pitam HaTeres from a Siddur, Mitech HaKsav, reading the words inside. Because Chalila, a person would be missing out one of the words, then he would be Mechatz, one of the Samon, would be Chayiv Misa. And says Beis Yosef, because of this, in Harbor Mechaymas, they don't say it. Beis Yosef himself argues, and he says that the Svara of the Maria Buav is not enough of a reason to stop us from saying Pitam HaTeres every day after davening. He says, Rashi increases says it's only Chiyuv Misa is a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. So when I say Pitam HaTeres on a regular Tuesday after davening, and I'm saying it keneged the Haftorah of the Teres that they brought Pras Shachris, Pras Ben Arbayim, of the Teres of every day on the Mizbeach Hazov, and I'm not speaking about the Teres of the Kohen Gadol at all, Ba'etim, so then why would I have B'chlal HaShaychis to the Chiyuv Misa if somebody who skips one of the Salmonim? So the Beis Yosef argues, maybe you'll say that there's an Isser of Haktoras Keteras Zora on the Mizbeach Hazov also, and that's also from the Isurim to bring a Keteras Zora, something that's not the Keteras of the Torah, on the Mizbeach Hazov. Still, look to Beis Yosef, who says there's a Chiyuv Misa in Amira Belvad, and therefore he says Avada that in Lahavtik, and nobody should stop saying the Pitam HaKteras after davening, and the Maaseh the Ramah says that Bimdimaisenu, that the Ilum is running off to work, and nobody's very calm at the end of davening to sit down and say the Pitam HaKteras properly, not skip anything and not mumble the words, it's better not to say it. We don't say it. And Shabbos, when the Ilum is not such a rush, the Ilum is not running off to work, then we say it. And we can be medactic and we don't have to worry that you're going to miss a word. This Beis Yosef is brought down by the Mishnah Melech in the beginning of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash and Perek Beis. And he asks, how did the Beis Yosef know that there's no Chiyuv Misa if you skip Malo Asher? It's our Gemara. Our Gemara says, M'chitza Achas Mikol Samanel Chiyuv Misa. Says the Mishnah Melech, oh, maybe you'll tell me. No, our Gemara said, on Yom HaKippurim there's a Chiyuv Misa. Because Yom HaKippurim has a Chiyuv Malo Asher. So I said, yeah, but our Gemara also says that the whole halacha of Chitzur Achas we call Samamaneh Chayiv Misa is learned out from Yom HaKippurim. It's good for learned out from a pasuk in the parasha of Yom HaKippurim, HaKateiris, that it has to be Sholem V'loi Chosuf. So if you're learning out Chitzur Achas we call Samamaneh from Yom HaKippurim, and in Yom HaKippurim itself we know that Malo Asher is Likuva, then L'chayra, the Beis Yosef should have agreed that the Malo Asher of Kol Hashon is also Likuva. He asks further on the Beis Yosef, what's the Beis Yosef's raya from the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches? Gemara Lamed Ches says that Chazal had mumchim, experts from Alexandria, come and try to copy the Keteris, try to replicate the Keteris like the Beis Avitinas did it. Who says that they ever used it, Lufnim? And even if they used it, Lufnim, when they saw that it wasn't Metamar Va'ila, was missing this Malo Asher, so immediately they called the Beis Avitinas back, and that day they brought a Keteris of Beis Avitinas to take the place of the Keteris that was brought earlier that was puzzled. And it says, I, the Kohen, was ever an Isser of a Keteris Zorah on the Mizbeach Hazov. It says the Chachom held that they have a right to be Soymech on the Mumchim, Umar is Lamerum Nosei. And until they demonstrated otherwise, until they saw clearly Balil that the Keteris made by these Mumchim wasn't good, they had a right to be Soymech on them that it was good. Says the Mishnah Melech, maybe you'll tell me a Svara like this. Our Gemara says that there is Ola of Malo Asher and there's Iker of Malo Asher. That's Machlokes in the Gemara, which one is Nisrabeh. So that maybe the Chachmei Alexandria used the wrong type of Malo Asher. Lahalocha, for the Gzeres HaKosov of Malo Asher Kolshehu, it doesn't make a difference. You could use Ola Malo Asher, you could use Iker Malo Asher. You can use the root, you can use the leaf. However, if you want the Keteris to properly be Metamer Va'ilah, then you have to know which one is the one that will really do it, if it's the leaf, if it's the root. And that was the secret that the Anshei Beis Avitinus knew. It says the Mishnah Melech is not Mestaver. Because the only Malashim that will marber from the Pasuk is not a mitzvah to put in Malashim. It's a mitzvah to make it go up. That it should be Metamer Va'ilah, it should go straight up. If all of Malashim does it and Iker doesn't, or Iker does and Allah doesn't, then why would they both be Mestaver from the Pasuk? Must be that either the Allah or the Iker does it. And the Chachmei Alexandria didn't know either, not the Allah and not the Iker. And that's why they didn't put it in, and that's why it wasn't Metamer Va'ilah. So, the Mishnah Melech has a long arichas, and he comes out, fakert, that in Keteris of Kol Hashana Kula, Ma'al Oshan Takana Ma'akit, it's a Gzeres HaKosev that said only in Yom Kippurim. And Chazal held, that just like we see the Keteris of Yom Kippurim with Nishtan and the Shir, normally you bring a Pras Shachas, Pras Ben Arbayim, and still Yom Kippurim, you bring a new Shir, a new Gedder, of Malach Ofnav, so who are then the Keteris of Yom Kippurim as a new Ma'akiv of a Chisa Nana Keteris, that it has to have Ma'ala Oshan, and there, if it wouldn't be there, would be Ma'akiv of Bechayat Misa. However, Keteris shall call Hashan Akula, Keteris that you bring every day, Pras Shachas, Pras Ben Abayim, there's no halacha that it needs to have Ma'ala Oshan. It's a Yoifi, it's a Hidr Mitzvah, it's a Tikkun HaKeteris, just like it's good to have shiny white Tzipirin that was washed with Beres Kashina, and that's Aza, and it's bright, and it's clear, and it's strong, and all the other tikkunim that we do to the Keteris Avada, it's Kedai, we'd like to add the Ma'ala Oshan. But Lo'ilam is not Li'ikuvah, and therefore, when the Chachom got from the Chachma Alexandria, Keteris, that didn't have Ma'ala Oshan, even though it wasn't Shpitz, it wasn't the Shpitz Hidr, it wasn't the Keteris Zara, and the Kain of Bar, it wasn't Chayim, it wasn't ever any Isser, but L'maisa was better, was more Masukin with the Chachma Beis Avitinas, and that's why Chazal went back to the Beis Avitinas. And for this reason, the Rambam himself does not say that Ma'ala Oshan is Ma'akev in the Keteris of Kol Hashana Kula, even though he says to put Ma'ala Oshan in, and only by Yom Kippurim does he add that halacha that without Ma'ala Oshan, the Kohen will be Chayiv Misa, because in Yom Kippurim Takev, the Ma'ala Oshan is Likuba.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.